everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass, and welcome to the second part of It's All About Food. Thanks for being with me today. I want to bring on my second guest for the day, Celine E. Keller. She is the Karma Baker. You know, before I continue with this, I just have to take a moment. You're hearing my New York accent come out. No matter how much I try, it's karma, karma, karma. It's not karma, karma, karma. Anyway, yeah. Celine Keller is the Karma Baker, a mother, artist, and foodie with a daily meditation practice. Celine has refined a new style of baking. She is transforming organic, plant-based, and gluten-free ingredients into extraordinary baked goods for everyone while she's immersed in serving up desserts such as karma cakes, brownies, karma sandwich cookies, cake pops, layer cakes, donuts, pies, tarts, cheesecake muffins, rolls, baguettes, and bread loaves. It is her custom-made organic gluten-free baking flour mix that puts the magic in all of it. A proprietary blend of vegan flour, Celine was in need of a gluten-free flour that was bean-free. Bean-free. After years of trial and error, she magically perfected a recipe which was not only bean and nut-free, but also enhanced her overall vegan baking. We're going to hear a lot more from Celine. Welcome to It's All About Food.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Karma, karma, karma.
Right?
Karma. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I fell into that trap. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. So I want to tell you, synchronicity, serendipity. It was my mom's 84th birthday this weekend, and the whole family got together out on Long Island, which I learned how to say when I lived in Pennsylvania, Long Island, Long Island. Anyway, my niece has celiac disease, and she was diagnosed 8 years ago when she was four. And I jumped in and started learning all about gluten-free baking back then. And so I was looking for a vanilla cake recipe. I wanted to make my mom a raspberry vanilla cake. I'm vegan. There's a bunch of vegans in the family. So it gets challenging to meet everyone's needs. So I found your vanilla cake recipe online.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I have to admit, I didn't use your baking mix because I didn't have time to order it, and I ended up using Bob's one-to-one flour mix. It came out great, and it's a great recipe.
Thank you.
It was just a fantastic hit. And I used Jules Deaver's Swiss buttercream recipe from her Aquafaba cookbook.
Oh,
and
nice.
The combination was just fantastic.
I bet. That sounds great. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice,
so
light,
thank you
fluffy.
For that.
You're very welcome. That's wonderful. I'm glad you found it.
Yeah.
That means Google's working.
Google is working. But it was just funny because I really wasn't that familiar with you before, and then knowing that I was going to talk to you, pop, there it was.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Deepak Chopra has a book right now that just came out, which is kind of a reprise of an older book he did, but it's called Synchro Destiny. And I'm reading it right now. And it's very much about the small coincidences in life, and that once you start to notice them and accept them in, you actually will start to see them happening everywhere, and they will guide you towards your like larger purpose and, you know, a fuller life. So,
okay. So
you're totally on it.
No, but we're going to focus on you in a minute, but I have to tell you that I know that Synchro Destiny video program, because some of the other things I do in my life is I vet programs for people to see if they want to promote them. And I got access to Deepak's Synchro Destiny program, and I got to watch all of it. It's fascinating. And so it's funny that you bring it up, because I really enjoyed it. And this whole coincidence thing is, if you're paying attention, is amazing.
Right, right.
Because there are no coincidences.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. It's there are no coincidences. And in fact, it really is just the universe sort of tapping you on the shoulder saying, oh, look, see, you're doing it right. Oh, look, everything's aligned, you know? So yes. I love that. I really love it. I'm jealous you got to see the whole video program. I'm curious about it.
Yeah, it's good. Especially good. To hear him in his calm, metered tone present right? the ideas and the stories. Yeah.
Yeah. Now he is like gravitating towards guru-ness all the time. Oh, I just love him. I love listening to him. He's meditative and just wonderful.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Tell me briefly your story. How did you get into vegan and gluten-free baking?
Well, for me, it all started with allergies. And I know that that's a lot of stories for many people because we have so many customers that are limited due to allergies and stuff. But for me, we had moved in 2003 next door to a family, and their daughter was anaphylactically allergic to like 20 foods, you know, and the wheat, the dairy, the eggs, you know, soy and nuts, like the common ones, you know, but then also like certain fruits and certain vegetables and oils, you know, just so many things. And so she was on such a limited diet and so fearful with food. And I live next door, and I was stay-at-home mom just baking away all the time because, heck, it's fun. I don't know. I just had a you know, wild hair to always be baking. Mm-hmm. And so I would bring stuff out, you know, to the neighbor's house at play dates or, you know, they'd come over. And it just broke my heart that she was so so left out. And you know, left out is like one bad thing, but then the other side of it is, you know, the options that she had were disgusting, you know, and nobody else wanted to eat it. And she was barely even excited about having it. So I couldn't really handle it. I thought, oh, I got to just make something for her that, you know, is good enough that my kids would eat it too. And I could bring it over and we would all do it, you know. And so that's when I kind of got started. I looked at what she could eat and figured out a brownie recipe from there. And my kids liked the brownie and she liked the brownie, and it was kind of like an open door, like, hey, that's kind of cool what I just did there. And then about a few years later, I was talking to her mom, who was like an allergy expert because she, you know, had been so on top of Sophia's allergies. And I told her I had this runny nose that just would never go away. You know, anytime I tried to take away a food or every time I ate anything, didn't matter what it was, my nose would run. And she said, it's definitely a food allergy. You should have a blood test done. So I did. And when I got the test back, it also said I had dairy, eggs, wheat, gluten, beans, and weird things like bananas and pineapples and garlic as well, which I've later found are kind of related. And, you know, I really love chocolate chip cookies. And I thought, well, now I better really pick up my game because I want to eat a cookie that's like awesome. You know, there's no point in eating dessert that's not good, you know? So, or is like, oh yeah, it's kind of like a cookie. Oh, it's sweet. It's chewy. You know, for me, it's like got to be satisfying and indulgent and great, you know? So that's where the opening up the books and learning about, you know, well, what is vegan gluten-free baking, which didn't really exist then. There was some vegan and there was gluten-free, but it didn't really collide very much. And it all came down to the flour for me. I couldn't even use, you know, Bob's Red Mill all-purpose was the big one then.
Right.
And it's got beans, it's got garbanzo bean flour and fava bean in it. And I couldn't use it. So I started like dissecting what it was made of, you know, and then came up with my own version and realized that when I used it in any kind of basic recipe, just your old, you know, Ina Garten's great recipe, I could not knead eggs as much as I did. You know, I didn't need the binding agents. And it was moist and it was tender and it had a really nice crumb. So I knew I was kind of onto something when I started the flour blend. But then, yeah, I got so good at this whole vegan gluten-free that my friends, and especially, you know, Sophia's mother was like, you know, nobody has this. You have to get out there with it. You have to start a bakery. And so I did.
Mm-hmm.
Crazily enough. And, yeah. And then my vegan trip just started after that, you know, it very easily turned into a lifestyle. So.
Well, what I think for me, what's important about gluten-free vegan baking is number one, I'm a vegan. I've been vegan for almost 30 years.
And, great.
And I'm primary reason is I don't believe in killing living species, right. non-human animals. And so I want to help people do that. And I'm also passionate about healthy food, whatever. But I want people to know that they can have their cake and eat it too. They can have all the treats and there's no deprivation. So if you want to go vegan and you happen to be gluten-free, a lot of people feel like, oh, I still have to eat eggs and dairy because I'm not going to be able to have these things and have it vegan. And that's just not true.
Right, right. That's exactly our take on things is, you know, we pride ourselves in creating the old-fashioned desserts, the just as creamy, just as delicious. It looks just as good as the real thing. And you aren't missing anything when you eat it. And in the hopes that when someone eats that, they go, wait a minute, this doesn't have butter and eggs? Like, then maybe I don't need it every time I bake. You know, maybe I don't need it in my life as much as I think I do. You know, that's our ultimate goal, and we see it happen all the time. People come in and they're like, I've just decided to try being vegan. You know, what do you guys have? And we'll say, everything in the case, everything in the whole place, you know, take your pick. And they're like, wow, you know, and then they do, they eat it with a mindset of like, it can't be that good, but then they try it and they're kind of moved to a different kind of thinking. And if we just do that, you know, to one person, you know, that's what we've set out to do, you know, and of course we've want to do that to a lot more than one person, but
people can order online.
Yes, we have our website is set up so you can see what we have in the bakery.
I'm looking right now. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, the bakery itself is amazing.
Okay, everybody right now, if you're listening, you need to go to karmabaker.com/shop and you'll see all of these amazing desserts. Oh my God. The karma cakes. They look like those,
the hostess
what were
cupcake.
They called?
Yeah.
Hostess cupcake with a little white squiggle on top and the creamy white filling. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Recreating, you know, what you had from your childhood is what we love to do. You know, so we've got the oatmeal cookies. That's literally the recipe for the oatmeal cookies. I took the Quaker box, you know, you take the lid off and there's that recipe there. It was one of my favorites as a kid.
The Toll House cookie.
And then, yeah, well, that's the chocolate chip cookie. So the oatmeal cookie is the one inside the oat tube, you know, it's a cardboard thing. And I just replaced the eggs with, this one particularly just has the egg replacer, which is just kind of a sodium bicarbonate, you know, reactive kind of egg thing. And then I put my flour in and coconut oil and it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. So,
wow.
Yeah. That
fantastic.
Felt like a win. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at your vegan sprinkles right now. That looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. We have a lot of people that, like I said, they have allergies and they are sensitive to artificial colors. Or they just don't, you know, they're in it for the health and they know that that stuff's not good for you. You know, artificial coloring has been banned in Europe for, you know, 10, 15 years, I think. You know, they don't allow it in their cereal or anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're onto something. They know about that stuff. So, you know, we'll use it upon request because we, you know, love to give people what they want. But we definitely, you know, in the bakery, if you come in and want sprinkles, you know, we'll always use the vegetable dyed sprinkles.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I try and avoid, well, I do avoid all those food colorings because how terrible they are for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes sense. I mean, the plant kingdom is filled with so many beautiful colors that we should be able to access them in a more natural way rather than those synthetic versions.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, we're creatures of, you know, visual eating. And I think we've gotten away from that colorful plate. You know, if you see some of those, like you take a rainbow of fruit and put it on a platter, like nobody can stay away from it. You know, that's what people want. We just have gotten away from realizing that food is, you know, not processed. And, It comes from the farmer's market.
Now, what are the most popular items at the Karma Baker?
Definitely the most popular is the Karma Cake, which is the hostess-style cupcake. So it's a chocolate cupcake filled with the vanilla cream, and then it's got the chocolate glaze on top and a white swirl. And we actually are just about to come up on selling 50,000 of those.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that they're better than the original.
You are totally right.
Of course, because I know you use quality ingredients.
Yes. Yeah, they really are. They're so much better tasting. You know, we use really good quality chocolate, organic cocoa powder, you know, that's, you know, local, not locally sourced, but it's called, it's free trade. You know, we use really good vanilla. It's ingredients that there's no like fake chemicals in it, nothing to keep it fresh. You know, it's not meant to sit on the counter for months, you know, and, yeah, people love them.
Wow. Mexican wedding cookies.
Yeah.
How do you do that? What's the secret?
So those, cause they are like a shortbread, which is basically, you know, butter with a little bit of flour, right? Those are vegan butter is our butter of choice, and it's, you know, organic palm shortening and oil. And, mm-hmm. You know, in those kinds of cookies and those kinds of things, it's really about the technique that you're doing it in. You know, you want to cut the cold butter in, you don't want to over process it. You know, you don't want to stir it up too much and, you know, barely mix it and then bake them at high heat for real quick. And you get a beautiful, soft, crumbing cookie.
And most of your ingredients are organic. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. We really do try to go organic. Usually organic, you know, is the way to vegan. So, you know, organic sugar means it's not going to have bone char. Organic palm shortening means it's not going to be hydrogenated. We just prefer organic, you know, and our customers do, and we're respectful of that. So, if it's possible to get it that way, we do.
Okay. So I understand that you have this new product, the unicorn donut.
Yes.
What's special about that?
So I'd say the unicorn donut is probably our next best seller lately. That is like born out of this unicorn craze that's kind of going on right now, which I didn't realize was going on. I think I tapped into it in the collective, and so I went to bed one night, and when I woke up, I had this picture of a donut in my head with a unicorn horn and these super fun sprinkles. And I just made it. I didn't know what to do with it. I kind of put it out in the front case and I put it online. People went crazy for it. And then I realized this unicorn thing is so big right now. And I think really people love unicorns because I think we're all kind of unicorns. You know, we're all kind of, we're not the same. We're all totally unique and we're all hard to see. You know, we're all hard to find because I think we live in a world that doesn't want to see differences. It doesn't want to see the inside. You just want to see the like beautiful outside. It's all the same as the next door neighbors, you know? So I think that it really speaks to something in people that's like, this is my hidden special self, you know, and I'm going to let it out. So
the last item I want to talk about, which is making me want to lick the screen here, is the arugula.
Oh, yeah. Arugula is so good.
Yeah.
So we are right next door to a Shabbat center. And for a long time, we have a big Jewish community around us. And a long time, they'd come in and they'd say, you know, oh, are you kosher? And we were like, we're not, but we're vegan and we're gluten-free, you know, and they're like, doesn't matter. So we got our kosher certification from the rabbi next door. And, you know, it just really is part of that, like, inclusive, all are welcome. We really do, like, want everybody to have all of the good stuff, you know. So really,
yeah, well,
the
vegan
first thing
is,
we did.
Vegan is, like, naturally kosher, but you have to have the blessing.
Right, yes. Yeah. So the rabbi came over and did his deal. It was amazing.
Yes, and then you paid him.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all about that. So, I mean, well, for any certification, there's always some sort of transaction. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, and what's important for kosher, I always like to say that vegan's better than kosher, and I can say that because I come from a Jewish upbringing, but I'm not religious today. Not wanting to mix dairy with meat, these vegan items are perfect for those who are eating kosher because they can have all of the dairy-like items when they're not supposed to be eating dairy because there's no dairy in it.
Exactly. We love that.
Yes. Well, wow. I'm very excited to find out about you. I was very excited to use your vanilla cake recipe, and I think I will be visiting your order shipping page.
Perfect. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I hope that you do.
Yeah. I think my niece will really enjoy some of these things that you have here.
That's great. Yeah, the website also has recipes. Like you said, you found the vanilla cake on the blog. So there's recipes there that if you get the flour, you know, we've tried and tested this flour in our bakery for, you know, 4 years now. Like, we know what works and how it works. So, you know, I've spent tons of money throwing away ingredients on bad recipes. So I guarantee these recipes will work.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Salim, for joining me on It's All About Food.
Thank you so much. It was really nice talking to you.
Okay. Have a delicious week.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. That was Salim Ikeller of Karma Baker. And we have just a few minutes left, and I wanted to bring up a few things. So you may remember I spoke with Stacy Murphy last week about growing your own vegetables. And I happened to be on her list, and I found out that there is a deadline tonight to register for a program. It's this spring's Grow Your Own Vegetables, and it's at growyourownvegetables.org. And so if you're interested in that, the registration closes tonight. I think we all like to know more about growing our own vegetables, don't we? Anyway, if you visit responsibleeatingandliving.com, you know that's where I live. You can get my newest recipe, which includes Celine's vanilla cake recipe and Shu Deaver's Swiss buttercream recipe. It's not that hard to make. And hopefully my instructions are clear. Let me know if you try it and how it works out, because it really is a wonderful, wonderful treat. And there are, of course, some fun stories in this week's What Vegans Eat, my daily blog. It's been an interesting week because I've been spending some time with my parents. My dad is 89 and my mom just turned 84. Happy birthday! And we all have different food requirements, so it's always a fun challenge feeding them. But I just want to tell you what one of my mom's favorite treats was this week when we got together for her birthday. We made a red pepper hummus, and you probably have heard my rant against store-bought hummus. So many of them are disgusting. Can I say that? Hummus should be made traditionally with garbanzo beans, lemon juice, olive oil, and sesame tahini, maybe a little salt, sometimes some herbs and spices. I don't make mine with olive oil. And we made one this week with roasted red peppers. We like Artisana sesame tahini. It's a little expensive, but it's the best organic sesame tahini you will ever have. And you mix that up, lemon juice and the garbanzo beans, and it makes the most perfect hummus. My mom really liked it spread on baked tofu. We make our own baked tofu at responsibleeatingmovie.com. You can check out the recipe. This week we made it with maple syrup and coconut aminos instead of soy sauce because we wanted it to be gluten-free. And it was perfectly wonderful, especially spread with that red pepper hummus. So check that out. In the meantime, have a very delicious week. I'm Karen Hartglass. You've been listening to It's All About Food, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'll be back next week, and we'll be talking about the Alzheimer's solution. Don't miss it. Bye-bye.